In a sense, death permeates this week's parsha. Many people die. It's not like last week when we noticed the deaths as they were taking place. Last week we had Korach and we had Datan and we had Viran. We had another 250 people. We had another 14,700 people. So perhaps you would think that it's only natural after Parshat Korach that we would have Parshat Chukat. Chukat deals with, in a sense, the spiritual antidote to death, the Paraduma, the red heifer. But that's not really what's going on. A lot of other people die in this week's Parsha. Because, in just in case we didn't notice it, 40 years have gone by. The entire generation that was supposed to die in the desert are gone. When we realize that both Miriam and then later Aaron die in this week's Parsha. And we come to this realization that the 40 years are over. Now, when Miriam dies, the water seems to dry up and to stop. Perhaps it's just a coincidence, or the rabbis tell us that they're connected. That the water that they had in the desert was due to Miriam. The people then come and they descend upon Moshe and they say, you know, give us water. God tells him to take the staff. He goes, he takes the staff. But God takes the staff and to speak. And the speaker said in plural both to Moshe and to Aaron. And something goes terribly wrong. And Moshe goes and he hits the rock and the water comes from the rock. And then God says that Moshe too is going to die in the desert. Moshe and Aaron. And just like this entire generation will pass on, we now come to the terrible realization it's this entire generation and their leader. And Moshe. And many, many commentaries have offered different interpretations as to what exactly was it that Moshe did. Did he hit instead of speaking? Did he hit twice? Was it because he got angry? And the list goes on to try to figure out what exactly was it that Moshe did that was so bad that he, quote-unquote, deserved this type of punishment. And I want to make an observation that perhaps generally we don't think of. We don't think of because we're used to the people complaining. This kind of scene was almost predictable, and the truth is it happened before, and when it happened before, hitting the rock was the right thing. So that makes it even more difficult. Why in this particular place, why at this particular juncture was the hitting of the rock the wrong thing? So as I said, many different offerings are given. The Netziv of Talit Zvi de Berlin sees this as a very important step. The Jews are eventually going to come to the land. When they enter the land, their lives will be different. It's no longer going to be an existence where they're going to have water given to them miraculously, or for that matter, food miraculously. In the land of Israel, they're going to become partners with God. They're going to plant, and they're going to plow, and hopefully things are going to grow. In order for that to happen, we're going to need to pray. So perhaps what Moshe needed to do was to teach the people how to pray. When we don't have what we need to pray. So the Netziv claims it's those prayers that we're missing is the problem, that Moshe didn't teach them how to pray properly. But I want to make another observation based upon the Alshech. We see Moshe as we should see him. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe our teacher, Moshe the leader. Moshe and Aaron were the two leaders. They were two brothers, but they were also people. And the Alshech quotes a Midrash, which all I can say about the Midrash is that I think it's chilling. Midrash is cited from the Yalkut Shimoni, and it says that Moshe and Aaron had lost their sister that day. Presumably Miriam was buried. And they were doing what we would call today, they were sitting Shiva. And the two of them were alone, they were sitting there. And they look up and they see the people coming. And Aaron says something, and it's so beautiful what he says. The only problem, he was wrong. He says to Moshe, he goes, look, people are coming to comfort us. People are coming to give their respects to Miriam. People are coming because we're sitting Shiva, because we're mourning, and they're coming to comfort us. They're coming to do chesed. They're coming to do chesed for us, and they're coming to do chesed with Miriam. And then Moshe looks up, and he discerns, and he sees it's really a mob which is coming at them. It's not the way that people would normally come in a more dignified way if they were coming to comfort them. Rather, it's a mob. And Moshe realizes this. And again, it's so beautiful that Aaron, this man of chesed, this man of kindness, thinks they're all coming to do chesed. And unfortunately, Moshe realizes they're not. And we come to this realization that they're mourning for their sister right now. And these people descend on them with demands. Give us water. Take care of us. So on the one hand, they're scared. And we understand that. And maybe leaders never get to have a private life. But it's so sad that these two leaders didn't even get this chance to mourn for their sister. And now maybe, perhaps, the anger which comes out, which we can hear, maybe we understand it. Don't you at least realize what we've lost? Do you at least connect this with this woman, Miriam, who was here, and now she no longer is, and that's why there's no water? Do you recognize us as people who are mourning as well? All that you have is your own needs. Ultimately, perhaps a leader doesn't get the right to be an individual. And Moshe and Aaron's job is to teach the people how to pray and to take care of the people, even though they're dealing with their own severe personal loss.